This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A security official has told Reuters that the toll from blast targeting a school in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, on Saturday has risen to at least 55 people dead and more than 150 injured, many badly. Afghan authorities say the bomb exploded near a girls' school in the majority Shiite district of West Kabul. The Taliban has condemned the attack and denied any responsibility. Ambulances evacuated the wounded as relatives and residents screamed at authorities near the scene of the blast at the school. The bombing apparently aimed to cause maximum civilian carnage adds to fears that violence in the war-wrecked country could escalate as the U.S. and NATO end nearly 20 years of military engagement. Israeli police have clashed in East Jerusalem with Palestinian protesters during the holiest night of Ramadan. Beefed-up police forces marched through the streets of East Jerusalem outside the Old City on Saturday, adding to already heightened religious tensions that have unleashed the worst unrest in the Holy City in several years. Earlier, police blocked busloads of Muslim pilgrims headed to Jerusalem to worship. The police action came after a night of heavy clashes Friday between Palestinians and Israeli police in the Holy City. Tensions in East Jerusalem claimed by both Israel and the Palestinians have triggered major rounds of violence in the past. Early Sunday, the Israeli military said Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired a rocket at the country's south. Again, Israeli police now clashing in East Jerusalem with Palestinian protesters, which has continued from throughout the week. This